Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by two very special guests. We have Price City Council member Tanner Richardson and Megan Marshall. It's a pleasure to have both of you guys in, as it always is. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Thanks for having us, and you're special too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, we're here to talk about the upcoming St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is, it's crazy to think that that's right around the corner, coming up on March 15th this year. So yeah, I'm excited to have you on, because this is one of those events that I know ever since I was a little kid, I was always excited for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and each year it seems to get better and better. So let's talk for a second first about, you know, what should people expect from the parade this year?
Oh, goodness. We've got a lot of really new, exciting things. I mean, if you've met me before, you know it's always got to be bigger and better and different each time, just to blow your mind. So we're going to have a lot of unique floats, but we are absolutely encouraging more participation from businesses, organizations, and even family entries. We love family entries.
And the participation is what really makes this event go as well as it always does. And I like that you're just trying to keep expanding and expanding, because that's how this parade keeps getting better and better. Now, let's talk about how people who want to sign up, what's the best way for them to register a float for this parade?
Yeah, it's all digitized now, one-stop shop. You just jump on Price City's website at PriceCityUtah.com. There's an events tab that will show you all of the amazing upcoming events that are happening in the area, but specifically the registration form is on there too.
And you know, it's getting so easy to sign up for these things. PriceCityUtah.com. It's a great website if you haven't seen it. You should definitely go if you're interested in signing up for this. And along with signing up for this in a float, another big aspect of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, of course, is the Grand Marshal. Big festivity every year when that gets announced. So let's talk about that for a second, because we were talking a little before we came on air. Not many people seem to know that this is an open process to the public for nominations.
The Grand Marshal is one of the biggest awards you can that you can give somebody at a parade. And it is totally decided on by the public of Price. So we want you to go on to PriceCityUtah.com to nominate the Grand Marshal. This can be anybody in the community that you've noticed do any good, any service, just anybody that's gone above and beyond. And you know, in the community.
That's what makes it a hard decision, because there's so many people around the Price community who are really giving their all to help this area shine. So this is a good chance to help spotlight their efforts. Now, another thing I want to talk about with you guys is, along with the parade floats, you guys have different categories that you'll be searching for awards in. Is that correct?
That's right. Everybody loves a shiny trophy, right? And so it's free to participate in. It is absolutely free to enter in a float to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And then you can compete for prizes, including the most beautiful, the funniest, the best use of theme, and the latest addition being the viewer's choice, where the crowd actually texts in their votes for their favorite. So you get free publicity for your business, your organization, or your family. Come out, compete for a chance to win a trophy or a plaque and bragging rights.
Yeah, it's the old adage, you can't beat free. So free advertising, normally that costs you a pretty penny, but this is a good chance to get out, get your name out there, and just have some fun with it. You know, there's nothing better than participating in a parade. Now, if there are people with questions, we've talked about PriceCityUtah.com. What's the best way to get in contact with you guys if they have questions about the parade?
Yeah, same thing. If you jump on the website, for sure, you can also call.
See your emails or call the city and they'll get us in contact with you.
Well, Tanner, Megan, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just come out. If you haven't done a float, give it a try. At least just enter your family in, walk, throw out some candy. Let's go have some fun and pray for some warm weather.
That's right. Nice weather all around.
Well, Tanner, Megan, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Price City Council member Tanner Richardson and Megan Marshall. We were talking about the upcoming St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up on March 15th. For more information or to register for the parade, you can visit PriceCityUtah.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.